Faith begins with the Word of God. Do you see that word begins? Begins, begins. You know, if I write my children a note and I say, turn on the roast, and they come in and they read that note and it says, turn on the roast, then they have to act or respond to what they know. The beginning was the note. The beginning was the word I gave to them, turn on the roast. Now, if I come home and the roast is still in the pot and it's not done because they didn't turn it on, it wasn't that they didn't read the note. I said, did you read my note? Oh, done that myself, haven't you? You say, oh, I forgot. I've left home. I'm going to do three things. And I get out there, and I had a note at the house. I wrote them down. Publix, three things going to buy. Usually going by for dog food somewhere else. And then a third thing. But I forgot my note. Have you ever done that? I thought, I know I was going to do something else. I know. You know, the minute you drive up into your garage,
you remember.
It comes to you. We are out of dog food. The note was the beginning. I hold the note dear to me. You know why I wrote the note? Because they were important errands. I didn't want to forget these errands, so I wrote them down. When I get out in my car, I want to do all of these things. I want to fulfill the commission that's on the note. But it's more than the note. I've got to have a note. I've got to have a word from God, but I've got to act and respond to that word. Now look at Matthew chapter 14. Faith begins. We're going to talk about where it begins, but there's a fulfillment of faith. There is a victory that comes through this beginning. You've got to have the beginning, but the beginning can't be the ending. This is Peter walking on the water. He doesn't actually know if he should walk on the water or not. He said when he saw Jesus walking on the water, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee upon the water. And that's chapter 14, verse 28. He doesn't know, so he asked. You remember that wonderful verse in James 1:5, if any lack wisdom, let him ask. You know, some things are clear in the scripture. I don't have to wonder. I'm short of money today. I think I'll steal some. You know the latest crime rage? Let me fill you in. It's purses at cemeteries. People that go to cemeteries, go to see a tombstone, go to put flowers, go to a funeral, always leave their car unlocked, the majority of them. And then the thief goes through while you're at the casket, while you're listening to the preacher say its final word, goes from car to car, takes three purses, and is out of there. Isn't that sneaky? What if I decided, you know, that's a good way to get money? You wouldn't be looking. You probably got plenty of money anyway. But see, I have the word of the living God on the inside. I have the Old Testament says, thou shalt not steal. So I know that's forbidden. I know I don't want to do that. My conscience convicts me because I have eternal life on the inside. And I have the New Testament. All of the Old Testament law are summed up in the New Testament law. One law in the New Testament, one and only one. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love says love works no ill to its neighbor. Well, that would work ill to you if I stole your purse, if I stole your money. It would inconvenience you. It might make you run really short of paying your bills or meeting your need. And so I would never do that. But I have the word of the living God. See, now that example is very, very clear. But there are other things. We have the word of the living God. Faith begins where the will is known. The will is in the word. Now we have a will. And when we're gone, they'll read our will. They'll know exactly what we want to do. We're on family land, and one priority is that the first option, if our children do not want the land, that the first option go to other family members, that they have the first bid on the land, and that the land go for market value. That's only fair to the children. Now, they don't know that unless I've told them or I've written that down. And when they read the will, they know if we don't want this land, we're not interested if they're already settled and living somewhere else. And they don't want the land can be sold, but for 30 days, it should go to family. They should have an option to buy. You know how they know that? I told them. See, that's only the beginning, though. That's only the beginning. What you say is only the beginning. What God said is only the beginning. You've got to digest what he says. You know, you can have a table full of food and starve to death. You can have a word from your doctor. Cut down on your eating. Do not eat, and maybe a list, or eat only certain number of calories. And you see something, and you say, I'm not going to eat that. I'm not going to eat that. You know you can't tempt me with pecan pie. I don't like pecan pie. But there are other things. Lemon. Really, you could really tempt me with. Someone brought me a piece of lemon cake the other day. I said, oh, please. Please don't bless me. Love lemon.